Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come on this morning to say thank you for a brand new day. We say thank you for waking us up, Father, in our right minds and protecting us from danger seen and danger unseen. We bless you and we say thank you. Father God, as we come, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, and we thank you for it, Father. New mercies we see every morning. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, Father, throughout all the world. Thank you, Father. So, Father God, we embrace this day. We thank you for it. We confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Now we commit the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. And we thank him for his love, his grace, his mercies, and his provisions. We'd like to say good morning to you and you and all of you. And thank you for being here on today. Yeah. Glory be to God. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is very greatly to be praised. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen. For his love, his grace, and his mercies. Amen. Towards us. Amen. In Jesus' name. Please enjoy the services on today, and please continue to return as we meet on this platform 7 days a week, giving God all the glory, giving God all the praise, and giving God all the honor. All of our services can be found at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. Glory be to God. And visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And to God be praise, and to God be glory, and to God be honor. Amen and amen. In our scripture this morning, in the 37th division of Psalms, amen, verse number 18, amen, and it reads like this. It says, the Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Verse 19, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time. Ooh, excuse me. And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Amen and amen. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. And in the days, the devil is a liar. Man, I'm going to read those two verses again, verse 18 and 19. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God. Amen. We are still talking, beloved, amen, about the rewards of obedience, amen, how God blesses us, amen, when we do what the Lord tells us to do, amen, hallelujah. We saw that in the scripture, amen, yesterday, how the Lord, amen, blessed Peter, amen, and the disciples, amen, over and above. It was more than they can contain. It was too much to handle. Amen. They was blessed too much. Hallelujah. That's a good position to be in. Amen. When we are blessed too much and we have too many blessings. Amen. Glory be to God. When we have blessings to share. Amen. And calling people in and just, amen, blessing people. Amen. Because you have more than enough. Amen. And this is what God did for them. This is what God will do for us. And this is what God does. But God does have a contingency, beloved, because everybody wants the blessing. Amen. But no, the majority of the people, amen, want to get it on their own terms. Amen. But God is not a your term type of God. Amen. He is a God that works on his terms and not your terms. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Beloved, God promised that in a time of famine that we will be satisfied. He promised you. I mean, you don't have to worry about, amen, the economy. You don't have to worry about what's going on in the political world. You don't have to worry about what the supermarkets have on the shelves. You don't have to worry about Social Security inflation. You don't have to worry about anything, because he promised that his people would be satisfied. Beloved, when we look at that word satisfied in the scripture from the Hebrew translation, it's a word saba, amen, and that word means to fill to satisfaction, to be full, glory be to God, and to have plenty. Good and plenty. In this scripture, beloved, we are assured that God knows the ultimate destiny of those who walk uprightly before him. He knows. See, he knows that God is not slow. God doesn't suffer from dementia. Amen. Amnesia. Amen. God is not slow, beloved. Psalms 84 and 11 tells us God is our sun and shield. God gives us grace and glory, and absolutely no good thing does he withhold from those upright. Their inheritance is everlasting, and we know that we have an eternal inheritance waiting for us in heaven. We all know that, beloved, but we want to remind you today that God is also concerned about our daily existence right now, today. Glory be to God here on earth. God is concerned about your financial needs, and God is concerned about the problems that you face. He is concerned. He is not ignorant about that, and he knows what you need, and he's concerned about what you need. You are not exempt or immune from adversity, trouble, or pain. God did not promise us that we would not have to suffer these things and go through these things, beloved. But you are promised to be delivered from all of your troubles. He promised us, and a promise is a promise with God. Amen. When we look in the book of Proverbs, amen, chapter number 11, amen, and verse number 8, amen. Proverbs 11 and 8, and it reads, it says, the righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. And that is the word of God. Amen. God is not a man. God is not a liar. He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. He tells us that in Psalms 91. Most of us know that particular scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe you're new in the faith. Maybe you're not, amen, acquainted with the scriptures. Amen. Psalms 91. Amen. And verse number 3 says, for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Amen. This is the word of God. He says he will deliver you from every evil work. Glory be to God. We don't have to be afraid of evil, and we don't have to be afraid of evil doers. I mean, we don't have to be afraid of those who's practicing the arts. Amen. White magic and black magic and voodoo and we don't have to be concerned about that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because the curse causes shall not come. He tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 18, it says, the Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. Beloved, the word of God does not fail. Amen. The word of God cannot fail. There is no failure in God. So, beloved, during times of famine, you are promised God's provisions. It will not be just enough by. God don't work on just enough. Just enough to meet your needs. Glory be to God. He's exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or think. If you need $24.12, God is not going to bring you $24.12. God's going to bring you more than $24.12. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You will have plenty so that you will be fully satisfied. He's a good, a very good and a very plenteous God. A financial famine, beloved, is when overdue bills have piled up until it seems impossible that you will ever be able to pay them or get out of debt. They're just piling up on your table, pile them up on your bedstand, wherever you're keeping, just pile them up in the mailbox. That's a financial famine. It is when your finances are so low that regardless of what you do, there is never enough income to provide for your basic necessities for you and for your family, or for you to pay off your debt. And it is God's will that we owe no man nothing but the debt of love. It is when you live under such a heavy bondage of debt that spirits of fear, doubt, and hopelessness attack your mind until you have become discouraged and depressed. Can't even sleep at night, tossing and turning. Glory be to God. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. One of the biggest yokes of bondage, beloved, in the body of Christ today is the bondage of debt. Debt strangles. Debt kills. It holds the traits of Satan. Satan is a killer. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Debt represents him. Debt holds God's people back from receiving what they need to fulfill his will, beloved, in this end time hour, because we are definitely living in the end time hour. And during your time of financial famine, God promises to deliver you. I said, God promises. A promise is a promise with God. God does not break his promises. We're standing on the promises of God. And he promised to deliver you out of debt, to take your debt away. You do not have to stay in financial bondage any longer. God placed a prophetic word of financial deliverance, beloved. Glory be to God. In our mouths for the body of Christ concerning a financial anointing that he is going to break the bondage of debt from his people. 4 points here, beloved. Number one, God will break the yoke of financial bondage from your life. But listen to me. Listen to me. Everybody can't claim this promise. All of God's promises, beloved, are not unconditional. Some of God's promises are conditional. And as we have been seeing through the Word of God, in the Word of God, you can't get around it. When we study line upon line and precept upon precept, God will, amen, break the yoke, because he comes to break the yoke. But he wants you to prove him through your obedience. You got to prove God. See, you got to prove. You got to prove. Prove God. Yes, how? Through your obedience. That's how Peter did it. That's how everyone is going to have to do it. There's no other way to do it. Obedience is better than sacrifice. He's not no genie in the bottle. We have condition. God is our sun and shield. He gives us grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk upright. You can't live any kind of way, live in disobedience to God, and expect a superabundance of his blessings. It don't work that way. God don't bless mess. God don't bless unconfessed sin. God don't do it. He's not a joke. Glory be to God. We must follow the pattern that he has established us for giving and receiving. You got to give to receive. Pattern that God set in the universe. Give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. And he loves a cheerful giver. Number two, beloved, God will give you a miracle of debt cancellation. Anybody need it? But you must get your eyes off the bigness of your debt and obey him. You can't be staring at your debt. You got to be staring at that word. You can't be staring at what you owe people. Amen. You got to be staring at what you owe God. Amen. He says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his all his righteousness. What? And all these other things shall be added unto you. Glory be to God. What are we looking at? What are we focused on? What are we running after? Number three, beloved, you will reap a hundredfold return if you do not faint. You can't faint. Glory be to God. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap, if ye faint not. But you must first sow the seed. There's no harvest without a seed. Can you imagine a farmer out there every morning, wee hours of the morning, looking over all his acres, looking for a crop, and homeboy didn't sow no seed? That's how we do God. You need a blessing. You need a blessing. You need a blessing. God gonna bless you because God said it's in your word. God said he gonna bless me. Yeah, but where's your seed? Beloved, it's a season to sow, it's a season to reap. We very rarely do both in the same season, but God will make exceptions. Because the Bible tells us that Isaac sowed and reaped 100-fold in the same season. Good Google Mooga, my God, good Google Mooga. Ah, let's find that scripture this morning. We find that scripture, beloved, amen, in the book of Genesis, chapter number 26, amen, verse number 12. Amen, glory be to God. And it says, hallelujah, when now Isaac, it says here, glory be to God, then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the Lord blessed him. Beloved, we get confused with God's math. When we think 100-fold, we say, well, if I give a dollar, God is going to give me back 100. No. God is bigger than that. God is bigger than that. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. The best analogy that I can come up with, if you plant one apple seed, one pomegranate seed. And you open up that apple, and that apple, you can't even count the seeds in that apple. You can't even count all the pomegranate seeds. You can't even count it. Glory be to God. He's exceedingly and abundantly, hallelujah, above all we could ask. So we can't even figure God out. You can't figure God out, and stop trying to figure him out. And stop trying to figure out where your blessing coming from. God can use anybody. Anybody. Glory. God can use your enemy to bless you. Glory be to God. God can touch the hearts of anybody. People you don't even know can be a blessing unto you. Because see, what we have to realize is that it's not the person, it's God. Every good and perfect gift coming from God. You tell the person, thank you, but you give God the praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 100-fold. If you don't faint, if you don't get weary, if you don't die during the testing, glory be to God. A lot of times, beloved, we are tested before, amen, the promotion. We're tested. Amen. Glory be to God. And if you don't faint, if you don't give up, can you imagine somebody planting seed and dirt, glory be to God, and because they didn't see no fruit, they say, you know, yeah, no, this soil ain't no good. Nah, this throw the plant in the trash. Ain't nothing going to grow. See? And you threw the whole thing away. The whole thing away because you fainted and because you gave up. And then last but not least, beloved, God will transfer the world's wealth to his obedient children. Did not God say the wealth of the wicked is given to the just? Don't be envious, amen, with those heathen folks making all that money. That's your money. It just ain't get to you yet. That's your money, baby. God gonna transfer that right into your bank account. But he ain't going to give it to everybody because you say you're a Christian. It's going to come to those who obey him. This is why God has us stuck on this subject of obedience for the last few months. Obedience. If you love me, you will obey me. Your obedience is not, amen, in vain. Your living is not in vain. God sees you, and he's going to reward you over and above, over and above. Glory be to God. But it's going to be those that this transfer of wealth that's taking place right now, it's already taking place. Why? Because we are in the end times.
No, everybody ain't going to get it. But the obedience going to get it. See? Because God know he can trust you. God know when he download to you to help somebody, you going to help somebody. When God download you to give, you know that he knows that you're going to give. God know you're going to do exactly what he tell you to do because you realize that you just a steward and it's God's money. You just a steward. You're like the person that work at the bank. Anybody come in there with legitimate identification and a withdrawal slip can get something out, something in. This is God's time. It is his hour for you to receive your financial harvest. And I hope you believe it today, beloved, because everyone that do, amen, hallelujah, if you believe and you receive, this is it right here. Not tomorrow, not tomorrow, not next week. This season right here. It is time for you to claim. Glory be to God. And our last scripture for this morning, amen. Some of you already know it. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn to it anyhow. Hallelujah. Because you need to look at it and you need to look at it a couple times. You need to look at it till the light bulb come off. Hallelujah. God's word is spirit, beloved. Hallelujah. God's word is truth. It's more than just words on the paper. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The word of God is the mind of God on paper. You want to know how God thinks? Then get in God's word. I know the mind of God. Malachi, amen, chapter number 3, verse number 11. This is a scripture, amen, that every born-again believer needs to have rehearsed, typed up somewhere on your wall. When you go into the kitchen, read it on the refrigerator. Every place you go, put it in your cell phone. Malachi 3 and 11 says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. God promises that as you give your tithes and give your offerings, beloved, he will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Ooh, my God, my God, my God. Joel 2:25 says, I will repay you for the years eaten by the locusts, the swarming locusts, the young locusts, the destroying locusts, and the devouring locusts. My great army that I sent against you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Chapter 1, verse 4 says, what the devouring locust has left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust has left, the young locusts have eaten. And what the young locusts have left, the destroying locusts have eaten. Some of us got to admit we've been locusted up. We lived in the house of locusts. Seemed like we've been in a season of locusts. Everything eaten up. Glory be to God. But God promises to restore it. Why? Because he said, I'm going to rebuke the devourer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to take care of you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to do it. Why? Because I said so. God always delivers the faithful. He didn't leave Daniel down in the lion's den. He didn't leave Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. He didn't leave Paul and the sailors on that sinking ship. He didn't let Peter go down in that water. He didn't let Paul and Silas stay in jail. Yeah, he let you go in, but he brought you out because you're faithful. Because you're faithful, beloved. He didn't promise us a problem-free life. He said, yeah, you might go through the fire, but don't worry about it. The fire ain't going to burn you up. You going in the fire, but you're coming out the fire. Come, tell somebody, say, I'm coming out. I'm coming out all right. Yeah, you might be in the waters and look like you're sinking, baby, but you ain't going down. He told Peter, you ain't going down. The waters are not going to overflow and overtake you. Why? Because I see your faithfulness. See you. I'm the deliverer. He said, yeah, death came in to get you. You walked through the valley of the shadow of death, but you walked through it, baby. Death didn't overtake you. Why? Because ye shall live and not die. Why? Because God says, I see your faithfulness, and I see your obedience, and I'm going to rebuke the devourer for your sake. Why? Glory be to God, because you're a giver. And you're obedient. You're an obedient giver. You're a cheerful giver. Beloved, whatever stranglehold the enemy has placed upon your finances, declare this morning that they shall be broken in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. How would you like to sow a seed and reap a 100-fold increase in the same year? Ah, my God, suki suki. Woo, barashi, de andarabagomba. Yay, Father God, Father God, Father God, Father God, Father God. We thank you for the promises of your word. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah. Your word will never return unto you void, Father God, but it will always return to you, mission accomplished. Father God, we thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding, Father God. Hallelujah, to gain hope and regain our hope in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask that you will increase our tithes and increase our offerings, Father. Oh, Father God, we're not asking you to increase our finances. We're asking you to increase our tithes and offerings because we know, Father God, that the only way our tithes and offerings can increase is if our money increases. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, that we will put you first, Father God, in everything we do, that we will stop robbing you. Father God, you said, can a man rob God? Oh, Father God. God, we don't want to insult you another day, Father God. Father God, you just ask us, Father God, to trust us, that we will trust you, Father God, on a dime, on a dollar. Father God, we can't even trust you for 10 cents on $1. How can you, Father God, afford to us more? How can you trust us with more 10 cents on a dollar, Father? Father, forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us, Father, for making room for the enemy to come in, Father, for giving him a legal door, Father, to our finances, a legal door to our health, a legal door to our families, a legal door, because the enemy has not been, Father God, rebuked. You said you will rebuke the devourer. You can't rebuke the devourer if we're not faithful in our money, making excuses why we can't give. Father God, the devil has bamboozled your people, bamboozled and hoodwinked, led amok and run led astray. But Father God, this day, for everybody under the sound of my voice, and those who are not even listening to me today, Father, may your spirit, may your word go out, Father God, and touch their hearts, that they might see that they are in error, Father God, and turn around the day. And we say thank you, God. We say thank you for the super abundance. If you did it for Peter, God, you'll do it for us. Hallelujah. When we obey you, Father God, hallelujah, blessings come out of nowhere. The blessings didn't even knock on the door. The blessings showed up and knocked the door down. Oh, my God. We was overtaken with the blessing. Didn't even get no notice that the blessing was coming. It just showed up, Father God. And more than enough, Father, that your will be done on earth, hallelujah, as it is in heaven. We say thank you and we bless you, Father, in Jesus' name, In Jesus' name. Father God, we seal this word today by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus and decree that it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Thank you, Father. Father, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We pray your mercies, God. We pray your mercies. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Even in our disobedience, we know we wrong. We know we wrong. Oh, Father God, give somebody the will to turn. Somebody the will to turn today, Father. The will to turn today. Not waiting to tomorrow to get things straightened out, Father God, when nobody promised us tomorrow. And so we say thank you, Father. And we bless your holy name. And we bless your righteous name. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for helping us to see different, to do different, to live different, that we might be different until Christ be formed in us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen again. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Everybody have a wonderful, blessed day. Amen. Walk in the blessing. Amen. The blessing of the Lord is here. God is good and God is plenty. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But God has a secret. You must live a life of obedience. Amen. Are you ready? Amen. Hallelujah. Get ready. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen. Signing out.